A pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Thursday, busy weekend in the high country, getting ready to transition toward July. Where is this year going? For all of the standing around we've done, this year is flying by, is it not? We're going to be in the fall here before too long, and certainly a busy fall ahead for this area as well. And we've got a great show for you this week. This is one of my favorite ones to do each quarter. So every few months or so, we check in with Jonathan Allen from Allen Wealth Management, one of the firms in the community that keeps their finger on the pulse of the financial world and brings that into local context very well. A lot of times we hear things in the news that are hard to put in our own day-to-day lives and operational norms, right? So Jonathan Allen has been a great resource over the years to help us take what is happening at a national level economically and at a state level economically, and then drill that down into how we work, live, and play throughout the course of our day-to-day lives. So Jonathan's got some important information coming this time around. We're going to get into some conversation about inflation, and what that means for us and what we can expect to see for the remainder of the year. So stick around for that. One quick plug I want to make sure we get in. We are just less than a week away from our next State of the Community Series event focused on education. We thank Blue Ridge Energy for continuing to sponsor this series. We'll be convening this virtual event Wednesday, June 30th from 1 to 2:30. You have time to sign up at boonchamber.com. We're going to be talking with our education partners in the community about not only operations for the fall, but how they are projecting forward for the future as well. So another conversation you don't want to miss. Jonathan Allen joins us on the other side from Allen Wealth Management. You are listening to Mind Your Business this morning, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome in to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Again, our program brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson joining you again from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we mentioned before the break, we are joined today by Jonathan Allen from Allen Wealth Management, our quarterly check-in. And it seems like time flies by between these. I feel like we just talked. We didn't. It was months ago, and there has been so much that has happened since then. So, Jonathan, welcome back to the program. Always great to have you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Happy to be here. And I agree with you. It does pass really quickly.
Well, let's jump right in and get into comments because of obviously a lot in the news this week about inflation, its impact on the market, its impact on potential interest rate changes. Give us the lowdown on what you're seeing in terms of inflation and what concerns we may need to have at this stage of our economic year about what we're seeing trend-wise out there.
Yeah. So first of all, let's just talk about what inflation actually is. And the easy way to think about inflation is that it's the eroding of your purchasing power. So it's your dollars tomorrow don't buy as much as your dollars today. That's the easy way of thinking about it. So that's why people are concerned about it, is because it erodes the value of our savings and investments. It also makes things more expensive in the future. And so if we start to see really crazy amounts of inflation, that's a huge concern for our economy. So for a long time, I'll just say we haven't seen inflation. Inflation has actually been really subdued. So since the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009, inflation has been probably less than the government or the Federal Reserve's mandate, which is about 2%. It's been somewhere less than that. So maybe 1 to 2%, I would say, is kind of where it's been. We had the pandemic and things really dropped off. And so we had no inflation. We actually had our economy contracting. But coming out of that over the past year, we've seen things really kind of amp up and we've seen some really big pressures on the economy, maybe from a demand perspective, but then also from a bottleneck perspective, and then also from a monetary perspective. And that last one is the one that the Federal Reserve is concerned about, because that's where we start to have inflation that kind of mirrors the 1970s and 80s. And that's what people are really concerned about. So Federal Reserve this past week was looking at inflation. They were saying 4 or 5%, I believe. It came out at 6. That means that inflation was hotter than they thought. And some people are pointing to the fact that they say, yeah, but look at where we were a year ago. The economy was still recovering from really the dramatic drop off in spring of 2020. So it's normal, based on how they look at inflation, that you would see this much increase. But it's still a concern. So the Federal Reserve right now indicated this past week that they may end up raising interest rates, which is how the Federal Reserve tries to control inflation, a little bit faster than they predicted.
So within that, I know we talk a lot about on this particular program about things that you may look at in terms of projects or strategies over the course of a full year, thinking about the tax year here. With that comment that interest rates may change, does that change the level in which people are pressing their foot on the gas in terms of projects that they may want to deal with, whether it's buying that house if they can find one, purchase the car, pay off a bill? I mean, is there anything that you see now that would suggest to you, hey, it might be time to change your strategy a little bit?
Yeah, so it does. I don't know that it's time to change the strategy, but it certainly impacts how people are thinking about things. So the thing that I've noticed is that with interest rates, talking with people even talking about interest rates going up, we've started to see mortgage rates maybe go up a little bit. We also see housing applications for primary residences falling in some cases. Now, I don't know if that's transitory. I don't know if that's going to be a long-term thing or if that's something that's just kind of a fleeting blip in the numbers. But it is influencing how much house people think they can afford. So housing decisions especially are based on the affordability. And we all know, based on how little supply there is, that that housing prices are really high right now. And so when you have rising interest rates along with high prices, it means that less people can afford that house. And so that is influencing some people's decision. Historically, though, I'll say it's still low. And interest rates are still historically low. So I don't know if it's going to dramatically change things. But it is starting at least people to start questioning, hey, wait a second, are interest rates going up? If so, do I want to buy that house right now? For most people, I think the answer, if you're in a financial position to do it, I think the answer is yes, because rates are still historically low. And the Federal Reserve has not indicated that they're going to dramatically move it up. They're still talking about making a change in 2023. So that's still 2 years from now. But I think that the fact that they're even talking about it, and that's really what Chairman Powell said. He said the fact they're even talking, they're having a meeting about talking about changing. So that's kind of a confusing way of saying it. But he's saying he doesn't want to say that we're imminently going to do it. He's saying that we're just looking at raising interest rates. So I think that if you're trying to make some of those big home improvement projects, or if you're trying to buy a house, or you're trying to go out and make some other projects maybe for your business, I still think it's a good time to do that. But again, you just want to be careful about how much you take on and when you're planning on spending that money.
Not even sure how to color code on my calendar a meeting to talk about a meeting to talk about a meeting, but I it's good to know that somebody else is doing that too. We're visiting with Jonathan Allen this morning here from Allen Wealth Management on Mind Your Business. Jonathan, we have seen economic recovery here for about the last year now, as we've started to make heads or tails of how recovery is impacting different areas. Certainly, employment is one conversation, but we also see activity, especially in an area like this, on the uptick as we move a little closer to the 4th of July and obviously the meat of the summer. Simple question, is this economic recovery real? Or do we see some things that would give us a moment's pause to say, hey, we're all the way back and you know, just take all caution and throw it to the wind?
So I don't know that I would say all caution to the wind, but I would say, yes, I think the recovery is real. The recovery is real, but keep in mind it's uneven. And so some people are going to feel that very, very much. They're going to say, yes, our business is back. We're 100%. Maybe we're even better than in the pandemic or prior to the pandemic. But we're also seeing some businesses say, no, wait a second, we're not anywhere close to where we were. And so again, even though, yes, I believe the economy is recovering, there are still certain areas or sectors of the economy that are not back in full pre-pandemic mode. And I think you can look at the area restaurants here. We still see social distancing in area restaurants here locally. We also see people wearing masks. We see a lot of people, excuse me, I'll say in my business, I still have a lot of clients who come in that are nervous about maybe not wearing a mask. And so we try to think about, you know, what does that mean in terms of people doing business with us, in terms of us talking with our clients? And I think about the other places in this community, how does that impact somebody's business? And I think that it does impact it, but I think it's in varying degrees. Some people, again, like construction and maybe tourism, they're having banner years. But I would say in other businesses, leisure and hospitality, they may not be having some of those banner years because they're still trying to get back up to full speed. And I think that's especially true with restaurants and places where maybe there's a need for an employment.
And surely that employment need is as we have talked about quite a bit, not only on this program, but in other chamber literature, that need for employment and the struggles to get to full employment are keeping people from throttling all the way up in terms of their business operation. And again, that particularly the case in the restaurant tourism attraction portions of our local economy here. And that's made the speed in which we are trying to accelerate in the lane, maybe not as fast as we'd like it, but we will get there eventually. We will get back to our conversation with Jonathan Allen from Allen Wealth Management after we take a brief time out, talk about a few things stock market related when we come back, as well as tax policy. It's always something to get you to come back from the commercial break, right? But some important news on the horizon there that you won't want to miss. You are listening to Mind Your Business this morning, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WAT. And 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, alongside Jonathan Allen from Allen Wealth Management, our quarterly check-in on all things locally financial. And it's always great to take these nationwide topics and drill them down into a little bit more local understanding. And we certainly appreciate Jonathan for putting good language around some of these things that we are seeing around us and how we will ultimately respond to them. Jonathan, as we kind of get back into that part of the conversation, you know, we've talked a lot about economic recovery. Now we all often look to stock market performance as a little bit more day-to-day indicator of how our financial lives are doing. I know that you keep a pretty good pulse on types of stocks that are hot, types of stocks that people need to invest in, but also overall strategies in terms of the types of portfolios that people should see the best performance from. What are you seeing in terms of conversation around stock sectors or different things that may be coming across folks' investment portfolio of options as they move through the middle of the year here?
Yeah. So one of the things that we have a lot of people asking about is they say the stock market's at all-time highs, and there are this various measures of looking at it. So they're saying the stock market's at all-time highs. Should I invest more money? And one of the things that I like to remind clients is it depends on a bunch of things, right? It depends on your time horizon, depends on who you are and what your needs are. And so that's the first place that we need to look. But what I'll say with that is currently, if you look at the market as a whole, whether you're looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average or S&P 500 or NASDAQ or whatever measure you're looking at, I would say broadly that things are pretty fairly valued. And what that means is we have really had a substantial recovery, and a lot of the kind of the good news and the recovery that we've seen has been baked into the price. And one of the reasons that I believe that the economy is doing really well is because the market, which is really good at sniffing out if there's problems in the economy, about 6 months in advance is saying, yeah, we think that earnings are going to continue to improve. And that's what we're seeing in the market right now. We're seeing that companies are coming in, they're reporting very good earnings against some of the prior numbers that they look at year over year. So things are improving. And I think that's what the market is telling us right now. Now, there are certain areas, certain sectors, as you mentioned, that are more richly valued than others. And there's some that are really beaten up. And so I'd just say broadly, technology companies generally have done really well because we're still doing meetings on Zoom and Apple and Microsoft and all the kind of big names out there. But then what I'd also say is there's other areas of the economy that are more beaten up. And so if you look at financials broadly or energy and some other areas, those are things that maybe they haven't had that substantial rebound. And maybe we're starting to see like energy, we're starting to see a rebound there. But I'd just say just broadly, those are some of the kind of trends that we're seeing. Maybe technology, which is a huge part of our economy right now, is pretty fairly valued. But I'd say some of these other sectors like financials and energy are things that are maybe not quite as fairly valued. And that's where we see some opportunities right now.
You know, it seems like more and more people like to invest in the things that match up with their lifestyle. And obviously in this area, so many people environmentally conscious because of the area that we are trying to preserve and protect for not only ourselves, but the people that rely on this area. That's been one of those kind of touchy subjects when it comes to market opportunity. Is there more opportunity coming maybe in some of those environmentally friendly markets?
Yes, I think there is. And I think that right now, especially for ESG is what people call that. So environmental, social and governance issues. We're seeing a big resurgence in ESG, and I think that's a positive thing. It makes our companies better, broadly speaking. And I think that having that conversation, not that all ideas are good, they're not. But I think that the ideas around preserving the environment that we're in and some of the issues that people care about is going to push our companies to do better, I think. And when I say our companies, I mean local companies, I mean national companies, international companies. I think by having that dialogue, you'll see that. I think there's going to be a give and take with a lot of it, but I do think it makes it better. And I'd say especially around some of the things environmentally, what we're seeing is that the conversation is changing. And so one of the things that just anecdotally I'll say that we've seen is some of the conversations here locally where I see people expressing interest in investing in companies that are tuned into their impact on the environment. We're seeing it transcend and go into big boardrooms. So like ExxonMobil is a great example of how an oil company that ended up having some really big shifts in its corporate leadership. So they have three board members now that are very active in promoting an environmental agenda. Those are going to be things that are going to continue to transpire. We're seeing a company like Royal Dutch Shell, again, another big oil company that is now the largest owner of charging stations in the UK. So you start to see some of these shifts that are happening within our economy. I think that's what I like to remind people is that the economy is not static. It's dynamic and it changes over time. And companies, because they're in that environment, also change over time.
Jonathan Allen joining us here this morning from Allen Wealth Management on Mind Your Business. Jonathan, we often look at tax policy as well as one of those areas to watch for, not necessarily, click refresh every 15 minutes on, but sometimes what changes from a tax perspective obviously has a domino effect throughout the economy. We're about to go into the fourth quarter of the first year of the Biden administration in terms of the length of stay there. We've talked a little bit about what a change in leadership in terms of party at the top does to the economy for us all. Have you seen anything play out that causes you to say, hey, you know, before the end of the year, you might want to examine, something as it relates to your taxes or even big important tax topics that may start to work the way onto the radar screens of folks here in this area over the next 6 months?
Right. I'm going to say yes and no. So the yes, I'll say, is going to be something related to the enhanced child tax credit. So that is actually going to start up here shortly. So if you're a family and you have small children, one of the things that I think you're going to see come out relatively soon is that the government is going to pay families with small children advance payments of the enhanced child tax credit. And that's going to start up in July of 2021. And that's going to impact your position from a tax perspective. Now, what does that mean? Well, it's not like stimulus checks. One of the things to remember is that these payments are actually received tax credits. So it's a credit that you get on your taxes that they're going to pay out to you monthly. What that means is if you're receiving the credit up front, you may or may not, it has the possibility of increasing your taxable income at the next year when you file your tax return. So one of the things that we're recommending our clients do, if you have small children and you think you might be eligible, talk to your tax preparer, see if you need to not take the child tax credit right now on a monthly basis, because that's how they're talking about paying it out, is paying it out over roughly the next 6 months. That's going to be something that's important. Clearly, if you need the money, it's there, take it. But if not, just know that could actually increase your tax liability or how much you owe the government at the end in tax time in 2022 when you're filing your 2021 taxes. The other reason, so that's the yes. The no is going to be that we have rumors that there's going to be some changes to tax policy, both estate taxes and capital gains taxes and other things to help pay for some of the stimulus and some of the current legislation that's being talked about. Whether or not that'll actually happen and what it looks like, we don't exactly know. But I'll say I do believe there are changes coming. I don't know what they look like yet. So I wouldn't rush out to make changes quite yet. But you do need to be aware because it's likely, it's very, very likely that by the end of the year, we'll have some changes to the tax policy.
Always insightful information from you, Jonathan. And as we close down, I always want to give you the opportunity to let folks know how to contact you and your staff should they have any questions about not only what they heard today or anything else that's on the financial radar as we move into the month of July here soon.
Yeah, thanks very much. We'd love to hear from anyone who has questions. Our number 828-268-9693. You can always look us up on allenwealthmanagement.com and email us. We'd be happy to hear from you.
Excellent. Well, Jonathan, I know next time we'll be here before we know it. Enjoy the rest of your summer. We look forward to catching up with you here again in a couple of months.
Thanks, David.
All right. That's Jonathan Allen from Allen Wealth Management. This is David Jackson saying thank you very much for joining us for another installment of Mind Your Business. We're right back with you again. Same time, same place next week on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.